The Schenectady City School District is the recipient of a $15 million increase in state aid this year and a $7.5 million hike in foundation aid. Republican State Senator Jim Tedisco, who advocated for tweaks in the foundation aid formula in the state budget, appeared outside Mount Pleasant Middle School Thursday morning with Schenectady Superintendent Larry Spring.
And the first thing I have to do is, I didn't graduate from Mount Pleasant or Linton or Schenectady High School, but I have to thank this school because I had to go to summer school here for geometry, and I don't think I would have graduated unless I got past that course here in geometry when I was back in high school.
The increase in funding has helped the district add new programs and cut the school tax levy by 2% for city residents. Tedisco, who worked as a special education teacher and guidance counselor before his legislative career, arrived with an oversized check amounting to $50,000 in so-called bullet aid.
I can't think of a better day to do this than on the first day of school. And making it an even more happier day, this is $50,000 of bullet aid for the city of Schenectady for the education of our kids.
Superintendent Spring said the extra aid will help the district's trauma-sensitive schools initiative.
A way for us to help every single school change their climate in such a way to be more responsive to students who are dealing with complex trauma in their lives that makes it difficult for them to just cope in a way that we hope that kids would be able to cope with stress and be able to be successful in school.
Spring said the district, thanks to the increase in state and foundation aid, was able to hire an additional 66 staff members. The district is implementing programs to help students in crisis, including a mobile crisis response team. Social and emotional support is being added for students who need counseling. Academic support is being bolstered for students who are falling behind in their classes. Spring said remedial services will be provided to struggling general education students.
They're not reading at a level that they're supposed to, or they're not successful or engaging in school at the degree that they need to in order to pass and graduate as they should. And so we've put a lot of supports in place to make sure that those students don't fall through the cracks or fall too far behind.
A majority of students in the Schenectady School District are minorities. In 2016, only 65% of high school students graduated, though that number was up from 58% the year before. By comparison, the average graduation rate in the state is 80%. Tedisco said funding is necessary at the appropriate level for all districts and their needs.
I think we need full foundation funding for education, the one that the courts have mandated and dictated. We did make some adjustments in the formula, which helps the high-need, low-wealth districts. And look, I want parity. I want fairness in all the schools.
Though the most recent state budget included the elimination of the so-called gap elimination adjustment, which pulled school aid in order to round out the budget during the height of the Great Recession, advocates say public schools in New York are still owed billions in foundation aid. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.